Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Man.
Hey, I got something for you. By the way, I had a little birdie shout out to me and say that Chubb was really just yelling at the defensive guys. But there's a question about, like, what happened, you know, like, afterwards in the locker room. And Noah Fant was asked what the locker room was like after the game.
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely words said in the locker room after the game. Obviously not going to go into the detail, you know, that stays in the locker room. But they have every right to be, you know, frustrated, upset.
All right, let me just pause there. That's Noah Fant saying there was words in the locker room and they have every right to be upset.
Well, yeah, that's Noah Fant saying the defense yelled at them.
Clearly, right?
Yeah, no question about it.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Anything of the above, right? From my perspective, being an offensive player, I put a lot of the load on us, right? I felt like the defense played, you know, Kansas City is one of the most powerful offense, high-octane offenses in the league, right? And they were holding them to field goals, getting three and outs on them, all these things, and then, you know, we're not really living up to our ability on offense. So, you know, if I was in a defensive player's position, I would feel the same exact way. So, you know, those guys have every right to be, you know, heated, upset, and, you know, this is, like I said before, this is a time where offense has to look in the mirror and say, you know, we're having help from our defense, right? But what can we do? What can we do to put points on the board? What can we do to, you know, do these things? And if we aren't living up to that expectation, then we have to change something around and get to that point. So
okay, some honesty from Noah Fant right there. Appreciate it.
Well, sounds very similar to a few years ago when Russell Okung had his moment and Aqib Talib shot him down. Sounds very similar to it. You know, I don't know the severity of it, but Justin Simmons almost had the exact same quote after this game as he had a few years ago when he was talking about we're a family. Families fight. That's what families do. They bicker, they have fights, and then they come back together. I don't know what happened. We really haven't heard any major reports, and it sounds like, honestly, if it was something really bad, we probably would have heard the details by now.
All right, so, take us inside the locker room a little bit. Game sure. Ends. It's you don't have a good performance. That is a lot of people in that locker room.
Yep.
I get it when you win and you circle up in various stages of undress and it's rah-rah and game balls. We get that.
Dance party.
Right. But you lose.
Mm-hmm.
Are you circling up? Are there speeches? Or what does that look like once you walk in?
Well, there is usually a speech from the coach. There's usually a speech from one player after the coach is done. You rally. I have been in locker rooms. Boy, have I ever been in a locker room.
You get a speech even in a loss. You get some words out. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. And then you usually have your biggest leader step up, say what we need to do, come back to work next week. We'll get this fixed. We'll see you guys tomorrow. But I don't know that I've ever been in a locker room where it really got contentious after the game. And I've been on some bad teams. I have. This will only happen when things are going super duper bad. I mean, you know, most of the time when a guy does something wrong in football, 95% of the guys are going to walk over there, pat him on the back and be like, it could have been me. You know, it could have been me, dude. Like I know what it's like. I've been there. It has been me.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what it's like to be the guy that messes things up. And, you know, like as an offensive line, dude, you guys would sit down as a group. And sometimes, I mean, us old linemen, it would take us a while to get our pads off anyways. Cause you know, I mean, it's just, a lot of stuff to take off, and yeah, it's hard, you know?
Fat.
Yeah, fat and big and
right.
Strong.
Strong.
Right. Strong was the word I think you meant to say.
Husky.
But I'll let it go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we'd sit there for 25, 30 minutes before we even took our pads off, just talking about the game, talking about what happened, talking about what went wrong. And the only things that anybody ever talks about after the game is the bad stuff. Nobody talks about any of the good stuff. But you got to be on a really, really bad football team for fingers to get pointed in open air like that. Now, you might be in your little conversation amongst the offensive line, and you might be talking about the defense, you know, or it might be the defense is having their little conversation over there, and they might be talking about the offense. But
how much crap talk actually goes on after a game, after a loss?
Not as much as you'd think. Not from my experience.
Okay.
Really. I mean, It is a team, man. It is a brotherhood. And you got to be in a special bad place for you get to a point where you are publicly pointing fingers at somebody else and saying you're not doing your job.
So in 2015, when obviously it was one of the greatest defenses in NFL history, and you guys weren't a terrible offense, but you weren't as good as, you know, the defense. Everybody knows that. Was there a contentious relationship or was everything cool?
No, and I mean, that was by far the biggest gap between offense and defense of a team that I've ever played on.
Okay.
You know, and our offense, it really was not nearly as bad as everybody thought it was, but we definitely were not our defense.
Right.
And it was just so obvious that they were the ones that were winning games. It was just so obvious that when we need something done, we needed Von Miller to get a strip sack in order for us to score, you know? And even in that year, man, I could think of a couple moments during the game where T.J. Ward would come down and he would yell at us on the sideline, but it was nothing. It was nothing. It was just, it was a heat of the moment. Like, man, get your stuff together. We need you, you know? Mm-hmm. Really, not a single time did that team fracture. Not once.
We'll see if this is different.
Well, it sounds like it already is. I'm telling you, to get to the point where you are publicly pointing fingers, things are bad.
Mm. Oh, I see what you're saying. We may already be there. I get it.
Yeah. It takes a lot to get to that point.
Yeah, because, I mean, Noah's admitting, I guess, you know, that happened.
Yes.
We were yelling at each other.
Yeah, Justin Simmons talked about it. I mean, plenty of guys talked about it. Yeah. Something happened in that locker room. I don't know what it was, but something happened.
I remember the Russell Okung story because the coach said, does anybody want to say something? And Okung, who is a great leader, by the way, steps up to try to say something, and Talib just basically tells him to shut up.
Yeah.
That was the Michael Silver story. And what I've said about Michael Silver, he's a weasel, but he doesn't make stuff up. He is a weasel, though. So I believe the story. I do believe it. He's a weasel, though. But I believe that that did happen. What year was that? Was that
the year after the Super Bowl.
Year after the Super Bowl, yeah.
Yep. The same year that Keeb shoved Jordan Norwood in the back.
Right.
And... yeah.
The Crabtree was pulling chains that year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Actually, I think the Crabtree chain pull began during the Super Bowl year, and then it was 2.0 the next year.
Right. The redo. The remix.
It was two chains. Two chains to leave.
It was to leave summer of shooting.
Can you clear things up? Did you shoot yourself in that incident?
Oh, man, well, the situation is still under review, and we got to respect that process, so I'm not going to talk about that right now. But I feel great, man. I did some one-on-ones today. Felt pretty good on the field.
There you go. It was that year.
That was the year.
That was the year. Some years is not your year. You picked a good year to retire, dude.
That's good.
Your timing was... perfect.
I didn't have a job with the Broncos anyways.
Well, you know. We'll call it a retirement.
Right.
All right, let's have some fun. We're going to play Match Game with Fred next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net, call 303-388-8766, or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
You're listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
All right, I'm going to play a little match game, and here's how it works. We have four questions. Two of them, myself, Kevin, and Richie will try to match Tyler. Two of them, Tyler, Richie, and Kevin will try to match me. We'll take it relatively serious, but still have some fun with Brett Summers and do the best we can. So let's match with Tyler to start. So we'll hear the question from Fred. Tyler, you'll write down your answer, and then we'll go around the room and see if we can match Tyler's answer. We're trying Richie and Kevin.
You got to think like me. I mean, it's going to be hard. Nobody can be as smart as I am. So,
Fred, first question.
The current leader in the Broncos locker room is...
Tyler, just tell us when you have your answer.
Ooh, current leader. Oh, this is hard. You've already written it down. I haven't even written it down yet. Anytime, this is hard.
Anytime you're ready.
Oh, my gosh.
World Series first pitch at 6:08.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Go ahead.
You're in?
I'm in.
Ding. That's where you'd have a ding. Richie, you said?
I said Bradley Chubb.
Bradley Chubb. Oh, actually, we should hear from Tyler first. Tyler, who'd you write down?
Bradley Chubb.
Bradley Chubb. You matched. Kevin, you said?
Bradley Chubb.
I wrote down Philip Lindsay. I thought you'd go the offensive side.
Yeah, it's funny. I thought I'd write down Phil, but I went with Bradley. I went with Bradley.
All right, you get two. There's a coffee on the line here.
There is. Wait, hold on.
You just got two. Don't be upset.
Okay.
We're matching Tyler again.
Hold on. I don't understand how the coffee's on the line, though.
Yeah, you'll see. Go ahead, Fred. Next question.
The brightest spot for the Broncos offense this season has been...
Brightest spot for the Broncos offense this season. Yikes. What will Tyler say? That's the question. What will Tyler say?
Yep.
Brightest spot for the... Okay.
I'm in.
All right. What's your answer, Tyler?
Philip Lindsay.
Oh! I wrote Brandon McManus.
Great answer.
I respect it.
Because he's your guy. And we all right. And Phillip's been hurt. All right, go ahead, Richie. What did you say Tyler would say?
I said Philip Lindsay, but I was this close to saying DeMar Dotson because he's one of my
You know what? Had I been thinking better, I should have done DeMar Dotson. See, I don't even know how to think like myself, but that was a good answer.
Kevin.
I got offensive line.
Offensive line.
Kevin, that was a terrible answer. That was like, that doesn't qualify in any way, shape, or
bright
form.
A spot.
All right. Now you're trying to match me.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe a coffee's not on the line. That's going to be hard to, attribute this to because I'm. Go ahead, Fred.
Right.
If you could use one word to describe Jerry Jeudy's rookie season so far, it would be.
One word? There's no way I could match this. Okay. There's not a coffee on the line.
No, there's not. Don't worry about it. All right, I got it. I'm in. Are you guys... Hey, there it is. Are you guys ready to go? All right, I said disappointing. Tyler, what'd you say?
Boring.
Boring. Richie.
I said frustrating. I feel like that's close.
Frustrating. Do we take frustrating for disappointing?
Mm, no.
No? Kevin.
Frustrating, disappointing are different.
I got gone, lost, like not around.
It was one word, Kevin.
You do not even remotely qualify.
Kevin, just write down chicken fingers.
I mean, what in the world are you doing right now?
Lord almighty. Next one, Fred, go ahead.
Fred!
Through the first six games, Pat Shurmur's offense has been...
All right, I won't give it away. Tell me when you guys are...
I'm good.
I wrote down disappointing. I didn't even write down disappointing. I'm showing up disappointing again. I'm showing the same word.
Disappointing.
Disappointing.
Underwhelming.
Underwhelming.
Awful.
We're all in the same vibe,
yeah,
though.
It's the
you
same
know,
vibe.
It's the same sort of thing.
Semantics.
All right, that's it. Do we have any more questions, or is that it?
Do
we
have more? Hold on, I had a funny one I thought surely I was going to be able to use for DMAC.
What's that?
I already wrote it down.
What's that?
Josh Allen.
For what?
I don't know, just
for
something.
Anything?
Just something.
By the way, let me address something.
If I was thinking like you, I just thought Josh Allen.
I'm hearing the promo that our illustrious leader, Raj Sharon, has been playing. And I get kind of the joke with the Hall of Fame Five when it comes to Herbert and Drew Locke. But I'm trying to see where Mike and I would have some sort of disagreements here. Like where there would be a bickering between the two of us about this particular circumstance.
What is the circumstance that you're painting?
Well, I'm not really sure, but Kevin, do you have that promo? Is there any way you can play?
Hold on, you're disagreeing with something that you don't even know what the premise is?
Well, I'm trying to put I think I get the joke of the promo, but I don't know if Mike and I are really going to have any issues here. Listen, man, it is everything in terms of like a quarterback is do you need one or not? That's it. If you don't need one, you're not going to draft one.
Don't you need to know what the premise is before you know if you're going to disagree or not?
I don't know if I'm going to just. I don't know what Mike would, if Mike would have a issue with.
What are you talking about? With
the promo?
With
do you not, are you not familiar with the promo?
No, I know the promo, but I don't understand like what you're saying you disagree about.
It'll help if we can play the promo a little bit. But the promo is basically, you know, it's Herbert against Locke. So I guess the concept is Locke's a khaki pants quarterback and Herbert's a Hall of Fame five guy.
Hmm.
But my whole argument about Drew Lock, my issue with Drew Lock is if you really thought Drew Lock was the future, which he is right now for the Broncos, why in the world would you wait around for him? That's it. Herbert would have been a top 10 pick had he come out after his junior year. He didn't, you know, he had a... The Pac-12 is so disrespected, Tyler, that the Oregon Ducks won the Pac-12 championship and the Rose Bowl, and people think Justin Herbert like had sort of a so-so year. Justin Herbert had like a great year. He had a great college career. Justin Herbert was a...
I'm not connecting this whole spider web. Like, what does Justin Herbert have anything to do with Drew Lock?
He's a first-round guy, and Drew Lock wasn't.
Okay.
So, you know, I guess that's the argument that I would view Justin Herbert as a better quarterback and that he's a better option than Drew Lock.
Well, Justin Herbert is a better quarterback.
Right. Let me ask you this. If a guy is a better quarterback, it doesn't mean he's going to stay a better quarterback, but he starts off as a better quarterback. Does that explain why Justin Herbert has had such a great start that he just was starting further down the road anyway? Because I've heard a lot of people say, oh, well, Drew Lock's had 8 games in another year, and Herbert has had only 5 games. But what if the guy, all right, he's only had 5 games, but what if he's starting way ahead in the first place? You know, like, how much time does it take for a guy to catch up as a quarterback? What's fair?
I don't know. I don't know that I fully understand the question here. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a jerk on this one. I just don't really understand.
Is Justin Herbert ahead of Drew Lock?
Yeah.
Okay. How far is he ahead of Drew Lock in your opinion?
I mean, I know that Justin Herbert's the dude. I don't know that Drew Lock is the dude.
Okay, so...
I mean, so whatever that, however you qualify that.
I'd give that. I mean,
how do we quantify this?
It's hard to say because it's kind of a visual sort of thing. Like, do you know it or do you not know it? Because a lot of the numbers with Drew Lock are actually all right.
I mean, I don't know that Drew Lock is the dude. I don't know that he is not the dude. I've got enough reasons
to feel optimistic. You know Herbert is the dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that.
That's right.
So I guess I'm boiling it down to, like, how much more time. Like, if you know Herbert's the dude already.
It doesn't take that long. I mean, you play a handful of games that is just, I mean, that obvious. Joe Burrow, it took one game. I watched him in one game, and I was like he's the real deal. Yeah, I don't need to see any more.
But you still.
You give Joe Burrow the right weapons, the right offense, and everything else, the dude can win a Super Bowl. I feel that way about Justin Herbert as well.
You're definitely not giving up on Drew Lock, but you say you need more time.
I mean, I just have not had that light bulb moment yet. I mean, I also have not had the light bulb moment of saying, like, turn it off. Like, throw him away, toss him away with the trash. Like, I've got reasons for optimism. I've got plenty of reasons. Like, if you wanted me to say the reasons why I don't think he's going to work out, I could do that for an hour. I could give you an hour's worth of stuff of why he's given me enough optimism that he could be the guy. But I'm right where I'm at is that we've got 10 games left, and we need all 10 of those. And maybe, hopefully, after those 10 games, I'll be able to make an opinion then.
So the Chargers have the same record as the Broncos, play in the same division. But if we were doing a show about the Chargers in L.A.,
nobody's talking about whether Justin Herbert's the guy or not.
Right. The conversations are different.
Right. It's what do we have to do to build this team around Justin Herbert now?
And I do wonder if you could, like, what amount of time, if Drew Lock was starting behind Herbert in the first place, right? Because you said Herbert's just better. Like, how much time does it take to catch up? Like, if you haven't given up and you think that there's still a possibility, all right, well, what's a fair amount of time for him to catch up so you can say, yeah, I feel the same about Locke for the Broncos as I do about Herbert for the Chargers.
Well, I think a season's worth of football is enough time to see, does this guy have enough, do we have enough reasons to want to continue or not?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't tell you whether he's going to catch up in one season's time or not, but I do believe when this season is all said and done, we will have had enough football to make a proper evaluation whether we want to continue down this road or not.
Lightning quick top six and first pitch game six of the World Series. That's next.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents
six.
The Drive with a top six at six.
How about six? Six is good.
Tyler, we're going to turn our focus to the Chargers. What is the biggest challenge, you think? Very preliminary, but what is the biggest challenge, you think, taking on the Chargers?
Well, it's Justin Herbert. The things he can do on third down, the things he can do in the big plays. It's finding a way to not let him beat you over the top and let him use that lethal arm. So you got to bait him to play underneath, and you can't give up the big plays.
Ring it, Kevin.
If the season ended today, even with only two wins, we would be picking ninth overall, which is just insane to me.
Yeah.
If we stayed on the similar trajectory here and we were picking number nine overall, what do you think we would do?
Linebacker. Or cornerback, but probably a linebacker.
I wrote mine down already. I wrote pass rusher or tackle, but I thought about linebacker. I could see them going linebacker. I think it's gonna be an edge rusher if I had to bank on it right now, though.
You think Vaughn's gone?
I do. Yes.
Oh, man. Well, all right. Hey, listen, if Vaughn's gone, then okay.
Well, he's not going to be back under the current deal.
You think they're going to cut Vaughn?
He's not going to be back under the current deal.
Okay.
It would have to be renegotiated.
We'll have to sink into our teeth into that one later on. Ring it, Kevin. Buda Baker was mic'd up. He got caught by, oh, my gosh, I'm forgetting
his DK name. Metcalf.
DK Metcalf, sorry. And this is what he said.
How'd he catch my ass? What the f***? All day. All day. Let's go. Turn this up.
He's excited, but he said, how did he catch me?
Yeah.
Summing it up. What does that say about DK Metcalf and what he did?
Might be the fastest human being on planet Earth. I've never seen somebody close ground like that. I mean, he had to have begun that 12, 13 yards behind Buda Baker. And Buda Baker is a fast guy. He's a fast guy.
He is.
DK Metcalf, that was one of the most impressive things I've ever seen. And what made it even cooler was that they actually had a four-down stand and they didn't even score.
That's right. Boy, if every coach in the world doesn't show that video, I'd be shocked. Ring it, Kevin.
What do you do with Drew Lock now? How do you get him more involved? How do you design an offense that would better utilize his skill sets?
You got to make things more simple and not put so much pressure to do it all at once, I think. And however you can do that is fine. However, we know that that's not necessarily the Pat Shurmur offense.
Yeah.
So it's going to be tough.
You got to do everything you can to let the guy play with tempo and timing. And unfortunately, when he's in gun, he just seems to drift. He doesn't seem to have the same pocket presence. I'd put him underneath center. I'd throw three-step drops. I'd throw five-step no-hitch throws. Just do anything and everything you can do to make the guy play with timing.
Ring it, Kevin. Trevor Lawrence said he's leaving the door open about coming back and playing his senior year at Clemson. Do you think he's full of hot air on this, or do you think there's something behind it?
Oh, more than likely full of hot air. I think it's probably just a respect deal for the Clemson fan base. I mean, he's still playing in the middle of a season. You don't want to be talking about you're moving on in the middle of the year. I don't read too much into it either direction. I think he was just speaking like a college player that knows he's in the middle of the year.
Okay. I think there might be a little something to it.
Nah.
A little something to it. Because right now he'd be joining the New York Jets, and I think he's seen what's happened to Sam Darnold, and he doesn't want that.
Who's going
to
be number one next year? A bad football team.
Are the Bengals as bad as the Jets? Were the Bengals as bad as the Jets when they got the number one draft pick?
No.
So okay, it'll be a bad team. The Bengals were a bad team, but maybe not that bad.
There can be a difference of bad football teams.
Ring it, Kevin.
The Antonio Brown deal is done. He is officially a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Does that pique your interest anymore?
They're a fascinating team to watch.
Yeah.
Ain't no doubt about it.
Yeah.
What can I tell you? I mean, I'm not a big Antonio Brown fan for all discretions that happened off the field, especially his behavior towards women. So for me, he's a no-go. He's not a guy I'm necessarily cheering for, but you're asking me if it's an interesting thing to watch. And
of course it is.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. I mean, Tom Brady's playing great football.
And
Antonio,
by the way,
Brown,
to give you credit, you pointed out the hypocrisy of Bruce Arians to Adam Schefter earlier, and you're right about that. Ring it, Kevin. All right. Who's going to take it? We're going to find out right now. First pitch, game 6 of the World Series right here on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.